forward.
This is Aaron Downes then on the start of pre-season. Aaron, a while ago since you signed, good to finally meet the rest of the lads and get out there?
Yeah, I've been chomping at the bit really. We moved up from Torquay about three weeks ago now, and it's just kind of dragged on really. I've just really been looking forward to getting in. So yeah, good first morning. The lovely Cheltenham weather's put on a great day for us, so it's been warm and had a bit of a tough session there, but it's been good. It's good to get meet the lads, see the new people and that, so I've enjoyed it.
And being an Aussie, I guess the warmth of the weather, although I might be suffering, you're probably all right, aren't you?
Well, I've been in this country long enough now to still feel the effects of the heat, but it's been lovely. Yeah, it's a lovely day and the weather's been beautiful. I never complain when it's warm.
You were obviously among the first of the signings for Cheltenham. How impressed have you been with the business that the gaffer's done since to assemble a squad?
Yeah, he's done very well. The players he's brought in have got quality and some experience at this level, and obviously most of them have played at a higher level as well. So it's good that one or two of us have been at this level so we can, you know, let them know what it's a little bit about on the conference. But also the lads at a higher level have got that little bit of quality that hopefully can have the key to unlock a few doors in the opposition defences. So yeah, so far, you know, I'm very, very happy with the business the gaffer's done, and I'm sure he is.
Danny Wright, the latest of those signings. I imagine you've had a couple of battles against him over the last year or so.
Yeah, I played against him a few months ago when he was at Kidderminster. So I had a few games against him. So yeah, it's good to have him on our team, you know, so he can give someone else a black eye instead of me.
Yeah, one of those you'd rather play with than against.
Yeah, that's it.
What do players do on the first day of pre-season training? Talk us through it.
Today, it's been quite good actually. We had a bit of fitness work this morning, more of a fitness test, I suppose, just to see where the lads are at. You know, I'm sure the gaffer wants to find out the levels that the lads are at so he can then progress as and when he needs to. If the lads all come back with bellies and all, you know, been too many burgers and chips in the summer, then obviously he needs to work more on fitness before he can start doing other work. But we just did some fitness work there and everyone looks generally in really good shape, so I'm sure he's encouraged by that and he can progress now probably quicker than what he was expecting. So that's what we did this morning. Then we just had a bit of football work, which was nice to get the ball back out and play. It's unusual. Back, you know, 10 years ago it was you didn't see the ball for a few weeks, but now it's first day and we've played football and a bit of head tennis, so it's been good.
How's your touch on day one?
Shocking. It'll only get better though.
Spoken like a true centre half. Yep. Obviously, you say you've moved to the area a few weeks ago. How useful has it been getting out and about and seeing the sights and stuff on your bike? Because obviously, you can do a bit of fitness work that way.
Yeah, definitely. That was important for me and the missus to make sure we got settled. Because last time I moved, I was at Chesterfield for 8 years. And then when I moved down to Torquay, I moved down the end of July. So it was, we moved in, had a few pre-season games, and then it was the season started. So we didn't really get a chance to get settled. So it was nice to get here a couple of weeks before the start of pre-season, find my bearings, find out where a few things are, get settled, missus can get settled, so we're you know, all settled now. So it's been good, and like I say, there's been a few bike rides I've been out on, and I've really enjoyed it so far, and the weather's been nice for me, so it's been nice to get out and experience a few things. Went and seen the Cotswolds the other day, so yeah, having a little tour of Cheltenham area really the last couple of weeks, so it's been really nice.
Is that actually part of the key to settling in, to immerse yourself in the area as quickly as you can?
I think everyone's different. Some people like to, some people are close enough to commute. Myself, we weren't, so we had to relocate. But for me personally, I think it's only time will tell. But at the minute, I feel really comfortable and settled, and now it's just a case of getting to know the lads a bit better and you know, and go from there. But no, we seem to be settled at the minute, let's say a couple of weeks in, and got the house sorted and everything. So yeah, I think it is important, but let's say people do it differently.
And I can't let you go without mentioning the Ashes.
Yes.
Your thoughts looking ahead to that?
As I was saying this morning to a few of the lads, it's a case of by how much really, more than if. How many? Is it going to be 3-0, 4-0, maybe 5-0?
This hopefully. Is England victory.
Well, when I say 5-0, yeah. It's more 10-0, isn't it? Because it was 5-0 down in Australia. So if we win 5-0, that's 10-0. So no, we've not won in, is it 14 years, I think, in England. So I'm looking forward to it. Can't wait. Only a couple more days. What is it? 7 days now. 8. So looking forward to it.
And from a Gloucestershire point of view, how the hell is Michael Klinger not in the team?
Yeah. There's a few about one or two at Somerset. So, there's a few trying to go for it. But Australia's been playing really well lately. I think it's tough to break into that side at the minute.
Good man. Thank you.
Thank you.
Aaron, we've had your prediction on the Ashes. What's your prediction for Cheltenham? Are you going to give your Glenn McGrath, we're going to come out and win the league?
No. It's early to go shouting about. And I think we're definitely well placed. And I think you look at the odds bookies wise, and we're up the top, which is always nice. But you don't like, there's a couple of good teams in the league, and like I found out last year, a few teams have given it a go again. So it'll be tough. It's always a tough league. I've only played 1 year in it. Last year was my first season in it, and it was an eye opener. So I think that stood me in good stead. But I'm not ready to make any kind of prediction. I'm not going to go out there and make frontline papers saying we're going to win this, that, and the other. But I think we're assembling a good squad, a strong squad, and I think that'll be to compete, and then it comes down to making sure we get a good start and then see where we're at, and then go on from there.
Has that been the message from the gaffer before training today?
No, he's not said anything about anything like that. He's just, he's coming, he's been really good, basically letting the lads get to know each other, and that's important. We settle in and get to know each other, and hopefully we can socialise on and off the pitch and have a good bunch of lads, and that'll only, good morale and good team spirits can carry through a few games. So I think that's important, and so far all the lads seem a good bunch of blokes.
Yeah, and as one of the more experienced ones, as he said, that he wants you to sort of be one of the leaders within the group.
I think meetings like that will come later. Yeah. The kind of person I am, naturally I will sort of take that role, so he doesn't really need to tell me that. It's just, I think that comes with experience. There's a couple other experienced lads that have already been here and who have signed as well that will naturally take that role as well. And then it's just a case of finding your feet in the team and trying to help younger lads and even some of the older lads sometimes need a word. I might need a word every now and then. But, it's a case of just helping each other out, and we're all in it together. So making sure we're all trying to go the same direction.
Excellent. Thank you very much.
Cheers, guys. Cheers,